Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? Happy Tuesday. This is Old School Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, doing our thing while DP is off. He's at the NBA Summer League, and I think he's going to be in their UFC this weekend. But we are brought to you by the Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th in Yankee Hill. And if you're up there in the Metro, or what they call, or the Omaha is like 80 different names. It's the O and the Metro, and maybe it's different areas, but it's 168th and Maple. If you get the chance to stop by there, one of the Mercados here in the great city of Lincoln, it is a beautiful grilling night, or a possible grilling night if you want to get down. But great crossover with me, Austin, and Strick talking about Cooper Flagg. And then, you know, I think he's got a tremendous amount of pressure on him. I don't even think I'm sure he knows, but, I'm looking at it, you know, a deeper dive into it. But I think he's more than capable of doing it. And also, I think it's going to be good for the NBA if he does become a sustainable player. Now, when you talk about sustainability, we're going to dive into what we're going to do today. We're going to look at Phil Steele's 2024 Power Poll. So we're going to look at from number 10 all the way down to, let's go 32, Austin. Mm. And what me and Austin are going to do, and we want the text line too. We'll read off all the teams, and if you can remember them or if you have it on your phone, we're going to pick two teams from outside of the top 10 that will be, say, let's just say surprise and maybe get into the college football playoffs, the new college football playoffs with 12 teams. And then we need to look at teams, let's go in the top 14. So there's a little bit of crossover that will disappoint this year and not make it. Now, sometimes you could have a good year and not make it because you stub your toe, or other teams outside of this, you know, range that we said play better, have an upset victory and able to sneak in. Because when you're in a really hard conference, whether it's the Big Ten, SEC, or a very, I wouldn't say it's watered down, but there's a lot of parity in the ACC. So if you're like, for instance, if you're Florida State, and you go to a place like NC State or whatever on the road, I got to look at their schedule, and you get upset or you don't have a good showing, and then say somebody outside of it, say like Kansas State gets on a heater and they start to face some ranked teams. You know, you got Iowa State in here and so forth, Oklahoma State and all that. Well, the next thing you know, and they hold serve, right? Mm-hmm. They win down. Now you're on the outside looking in no matter what conference that you're in. So I think that's why it's very interesting. Because you expect the top players, right? They say the top six are going to get in there. So the six spots, like say Alabama, Penn State, Texas. I don't know about Penn State, but going on this, Penn State, Texas, Oregon, Ohio State, Georgia. Let's just say they are kind of five of those six or four of those six are in there. Well, then there's a lot of competition for eight spots.
If we're assuming three teams each from the Big Ten and SEC,
that's six.
Woof. That's half the field gone right there. Auto qualifier from the Big 12, auto qualifier from the ACC. Mm-hmm. There's eight. Then you have your group of five. So there's nine.
That battle for three is
huge.
You got
six or seven teams for three spots.
That's why you heard 16 right away.
that's why you went from four to 12.
Yeah, exactly. Because it were four to 12 because they knew that like Georgia this year, right? Mm-hmm. That was kind of, you know, obviously factual verification. But I think when you start to just say it out loud, what you just said, the two most powerful and dominant conferences, especially with the additions of what we added, and also saying with the SEC, you know, getting Texas and all that, you have to assume it's three, in some years, three and a half, four, mm-hmm. right? So now when you only got 12 isn't that much more than the original four, because the four that you originally had are swamped up in the SEC. Then you got three from the Big Ten. Then you got two other automatic qualifiers. Okay.
Three other auto qualifiers. Group five.
So now you had 10. Well, now you got 20 teams vying for two spots. And so when you think about, you want people to stay interested. You want to have kids not opt out of bowl games and play for something bigger than themselves. That's why they got, you start hearing 16 right away. And I think as we go along, and if things go the way that I think it might go, where there's still, it's not going to be people.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
People aren't going to be satisfied. You can see 16 coming down the pipe. Then you can see it possibly eventually get to 24. And
just like FCS.
Yeah. And that's, I love that. Mm-hmm. And they get their own kind of weekend on kind of like a bye week or like on a slow time. And they always play down there. And they played at Frisco, Texas the last few years. Sam Houston State was always in it. And I always remember Sam Houston State because when I was playing in Houston, we'll get back to this. I bought a dog, right? And, I had to meet him. I met him at a gas station, but I didn't know in Sam Houston State, they had a big old statue of Sam Houston that kind of comes up out of the woods and is like lit up. It was scary, dude. You know what I mean? I went.
Sam Houston didn't play back in his day.
Yeah, so, but it's huge. So you're going around the highway and you see it. It's huge. It's a little scary. And that's why I always kind of, kept in contact with Sam Houston State. But anyways, I'm going to go off the top from 10 to 32. We'll do from 10 to 20 and then take a break. And then we'll go 21 to 32. And then obviously we'll keep it going as long as we can. So number 10, right? We'll throw this team in there just because it's family. Miami Hurricanes, right? The belle of the ball of the offseason. You got their quarterback telling Shador Sanders, you ain't working hard enough. I'm better than you. And they got some pretty good transfer portal guys too. Utah, right? Mm-hmm. You got your Cam Rising coming back.
Keithy.
Everybody has to respect Utah. Mm-hmm. And plus, when you have the quarterback position and the way that they've been able to be competitive and dominant, you got to give them the ultimate respect. Michigan, sneaky. They're going to be sneaky good. They're talented. You got a lot of guys that are hungry and been waiting. And you got a coach that knows how to recruit and motivate. They're going to be sneaky. Clemson, Dabo.
What's up, my brother? Let's see. Show us something.
He's fighting the transfer portal. They've always been able to recruit, but they haven't been able to keep up the last few years. Is his time coming to an end? Right now they got a quarterback coming back, a good running back, but it's not the same Clemson. I saw him play last year. I was down on the field. They're a big team. They got a lot of talent, but it's not like it was though. The quarterback that when they lost to Miami and when my dad went into the Ring of Fame, kept the ball when he's supposed to hand it off. If he handed it off, it's a touchdown. That's how they end up losing the game. So, I mean, those are the things that you start to see when it's not as tight. So we got Florida State. Can they repeat? We got a tight end that just committed from there, from up there, Millard South. So, obviously Florida State is still a national brand, but the quarterback's gone. Two guys on defense is gone. Can Norvell do it again? They've been thinking about leaving the ACC. There's a lot of things going on down there in Tallahassee that EJU. Don't directly have to do with or go into football, but affects it indirectly. Then you got this team here. I don't know how they ain't in the top 20. The Fighting Nate Brennans, Virginia Tech. How? What have they done? But they must be doing something, right? That's a team that might.
We'll see.
If you get some home games in Blacksburg, you ain't nothing to do. You a couple L's, right? Oklahoma State, right? Can the mullet master do his thing, right? Everybody got a little bit of a little worried because the house was up for sale. That's a nice. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Why would you even sell that?
I wouldn't.
But then he just got an extension along with all his coaches. Now this team here, just under the radar, sneaky. You get two guys healthy, right? You get Lachey back. You get your quarterback back. The offensive line is going to be better this year because they were better last year. You got better running backs. What's the defense going to be like? Is Iowa going to Iowa and mess around and have 10 games? Mm. And then win them all 10-7? Then you got Florida. Napier's getting too much love, right?
I think so.
For the amount of talent that they've had and the output that he's had, that hire wasn't as sweet as they originally thought.
No.
But he's still – then LSU, I think they're a little bit lower.
Hmm. Always going to be talented.
Yeah, always going to be talented.
Kelly's solid,
and he started to grow on me. Now, granted, you had the Heisman winner last year, but I think I saw some things out of him that I saw that I like because I saw the adjustment his last few years at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
So that's from 10 to 20. There's a lot of good teams that you would say are either ranked too high or some of them too low. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we're going to go 21 to 32, and then we're going to make some picks in the short segment and then get the party started again. 5 o'clock hour, but Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school, quick break. We'll be right back.
Save big on all your back to school needs, all in the Kroger app. Get juicy red, white, or black seedless grapes for $1.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then buy two get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.